North Korea has released footage showing the country's latest firing of 3 ballistic missiles off its east coast. The state broadcaster did not specify the date of the test fire. This is North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the military to continue bolstering its nuclear force despite international condemnation. Syria has also called on the UN Security Council to, quote, take punitive and deterrent action against countries which support terrorism, particularly Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, and France. This after a wave of terrorist attacks on Monday claimed some 50 lives across Syria. A funeral procession is staged for some of the victims of Monday's car bomb attack in the Iraqi capital Baghdad, which left at least 12 people dead. Mourners carried the coffins draped in Iraqi flags through the streets of the central district of Kharada. The French Prime Minister has called for a recount of the votes in Gabon's disputed presidential election. Manuel Valls said there are doubts and arguments about the election results and that a transparent electoral process can help end the political turmoil in the country. An hours-long attack on a charity building in the Afghan capital Kabul has ended after the 3 attackers were gunned down by security forces. One civilian lost his life and 6 others were wounded in the standoff. Officials say 42 people, including 10 foreigners, were rescued. Bahrain's prominent human rights activist Nabil Rajab has faced new charges. This after the New York Times published his letter from prison in which he complained of the dire condition of detainees in Al Khalifa regime's prisons. Bahraini prosecutors charged Rajab with broadcasting false news against the kingdom. Some 1,400 people have been evacuated after a wildfire blazed through brush surrounding a popular tourist resort in Spain's Costa Blanca. The wildfire, fueled by intense heat, broke out on Sunday near the Mediterranean resort of Javea. It has so far destroyed 320 hectares of land and several buildings.